Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
My dad just very flatly said, buddy, you don't have what they have. Like they're, when they do it, it's effortless. Like it, they don't have to try and they're just amazing. He said, you're always going to have to work extra hard to get as good as them. He's like, the key to life is finding the thing like they have for baseball. Find your thing. Find your thing. Mm. And that'll be it. And the first time I did stand up, this is before cell phones, I went back to my apartment in Indian Village and I called my dad and I said, I think I found my thing.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
We are as informal as it comes because, well, calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? So this man introduces himself on his own website as stand-up podcast host machine. He needs no introduction because he's absolutely everywhere. Bert Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Thank you for joining us.
I just lost him.
Uh-oh. And you said we're at the tip of the iceberg. We're not going anywhere. I mean, with Wi-Fi like that, Bert.
Shit, you already
your Wi-Fi cut out. That's okay. So, will we have a successful show if our Wi-Fi cuts out? I'm asking for a friend,
great question.
My best friend. How are we both from the same area? You know this, right?
No, I did not. Wait, where are you from?
I moved to Brandon.
No way. Yes. You realize Brandon is the Hoboken of Tampa.
You realize I went to Bloomingdale. Where did
you did not go to Bloomingdale.
Yes.
No one good comes out of Bloomingdale. You did not go to Bloomingdale. You did. Wait, no way. You know, we used to play you guys in baseball. We won, right? No, Bloomingdale is back in 91. They had this dude named Cherry something, I always thought his name was Cherry Valance, like the Outsiders, but it wasn't. Yeah. It was Cherry. It was like Buck Cherry or something. Real redneck, overweight.
Yeah. And Buck Cherry, wasn't that a musician? Bert, I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. Is my Wi-Fi back? Is it good now?
Yes.
Well, that's like being part of Brandon, Florida.
We'll do this intro again because we're professionals. Are you ready? And Bert is worthy of not only doing the intro once, but twice. On your website, you say stand-up, podcast host, and machine. You are everywhere doing all the things. Bert Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen, as he... What are we eating? Is that Big League Chew?
Dip?
I'm putting a zin in, guys. Come on.
Yep. I just listened to All About This with your podcast with Julian.
Yeah. Julian Edelman's he still dips. Danny Amendola introduced Julian Edelman into dip. Yeah. Danny Amendola might be the canary in the mine for everything. That guy was the reason that we watch Hard Knocks. He's the reason Julian Edelman dips. He's the reason Gronk, he was like a little fire starter for a bunch of things.
We'll call him Duraflame.
He's also the reason why Greg Olson didn't get the men's health cover because apparently Greg Olson tells a great story about how he was like,
there was an opportunity. He didn't win the Super Bowl. He had lost it, but he's like, there's an opportunity for me to be on the cover of Men's Health. And every time he tells this story, he's like, it gets better. It gets better. And so he's like, so I'm just like working out hard and I am like shredded and I look great. And it's like, I even saw the photos and I was like, honey, how hot am I? Men's Health comes out. He gets like a little picture inside. Danny Amendola got the cover. Wait, with his shred.
Can I tell you a Greg Olsen story? Sidebar.
Please.
So, love a Greg Olsen story.
We're at Super Bowl. Me and Tom Segura, we're launching our Vodka Puro. So we're rolling around and we're kind of just steamrolling shows. Rich Eisen's, we bum rush Gronk and Edelman. We're just having fun. Sidebar, a big apologies to Pat McAfee. We definitely bum rush his show in the middle of an interview with CJ Stroud. And it was not cool. And we know Pat for a long time. We should have checked first. We had to send apologies. Here's the other thing. So randomly we see Cam Newton. Cam Newton loses his mind, recognizes me. We do an interview with him. Greg Olsen shows up and Tom and I proceed to tell Greg Olsen a story of when we went to a dominatrix gimp together. Greg Olsen barreled through that and he was like, no, we're not telling that story. I do not want to hear it. No, no, no. And Tom and I keep saying, no. And then she tethered us and he's like, nope, keep going. Nope, I don't want to hear it. Kids. Nope. But so Greg Olsen never got to hear our great story of us seeing a dominatrix gimp for our two.
Well, you had me at dominatrix. We'll just start and stop right there. You are so busy. We appreciate you having your shirt on, but also are excited that Tops Off World Tour is happening. You're back on the road March 7th?
Yeah. I'm in Grand Rapids, then Toronto, then on Ottawa and some other place. In Canada. We're cleaning out my bus. We're cleaning out all the drugs from my bus.
There you go. Dare.
Sure.
What would
heavy sweep?
Well, you know what? We're happy that you're keeping things clean, but how often are you actually home?
Very seldomly. I comically and personally, tragically, seldomly.
Mentally. I'm not here right now. Don't talk to me. I'm mentally not here.
I'm not at home right now. By the way, I take naps in my bus. My bus is a mile and a half from my house, and I drive to my bus to take naps. I don't even like my house. My house has nowhere comfortable to sit.
You're crazy. Your bus, by the way, is like the Madden 2.0 bus. It's incredible.
My daughter designed it. I knew I wanted a bus. I knew I wanted what I wanted because I live in my tour bus. Yeah. I really live in it. All joking aside, I'm probably home maybe Monday, Tuesday, and then leave Wednesday night. If that, sometimes with doing Two Bears, well, I'll stay on the road, usually 2 weeks straight and go to Austin for a week for like Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I'm home like maybe 4 days a month, roughly. And
oh
so I live
God.
In my bus. I know. Well, listen, make hay while the sun shines. I didn't have a career when I was 23. Yeah. I had to wait until I was 44. So I got to make all the money I can. And so I knew what I wanted in my bus. I don't like the rear bedroom. I liked sleeping in the bunks, but I wanted a bigger bed. So I cleaned out the second rack of bunks, put a bed there. No one does this. I put a bed there. I put my bathroom in the way back, gave myself a full bathroom because I like living on a bus. I don't like getting off the bus. I don't like hotels. Mm-hmm. I don't like any of that. And so
I love hotels, but I'm a big snob. That I was going to ask you that, but you have your bathroom in the back. Okay, talk about your bathroom. Go on.
Subway tiles in the shower, big full-size shower. My daughter designed it all. All my power colors, blue and dark maroons. And we put the closet in front of the engine so it muffles the sound. Because what happens when you live on a bus is you do the arena, bus calls around 2 a.m. Everyone has drinks, smokes weed, whatever, have a cigar. And then everyone gets in the bus and takes off. Well, when your bunk is in the way back, they start the bus up at 2 a.m. and it wakes you up. Well, with this, with all my closet in front of the engine, I don't hear the bus start. I don't feel it take off. I'm in the back middle of the bus. So all I feel is a little shimmy as we drive down the street. It is Gavin Rossdale walked on my bus and he's a man that lives on a bus too. And he went, this is genius. He's like, can I rent this from you? This is the best setup I've ever. I took Jelly Roll on my bus, Joe Coy on my bus. I brought people who live on buses and they look at my bus and they're like, man, this, and my daughter put little accents to make it feel like home, like nice backsplash.
Look at her. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, wait. Number one thing in your fridge you have to have on your bus. I was going to say that you have at home, but you're never at home. So what does it matter?
Okay. Exogenous ketones and LMNT.
Are we supposed to know what that means?
I know what LMNT is.
I don't know what that is.
I'm a non-flavor. I'm an orange girl too.
Oh, I love. Have you ever gotten the bland one where it's just salt? And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's great. I have it now. It's great.
Wait, tell me what it is. Fill me in.
You've had it.
Element T is a, yeah, go ahead. You tell them.
You've had it at Yellowstone. We have it all there. It's the little electrolytes packets.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I know what those are. I thought it was just something that was like a Florida thing since both of you guys originate from the same area.
I can't believe you're from Florida. That is so, that's something I should know.
Yeah, no offense. I was like, oh my God, he's going to have all this great Florida scoop. He's even going to be like, we've met before. Okay, look, we get it. There's a lot of Florida jokes out there. We get it. I mean, when people ask you, where are you from? I always say Tampa. I know there's a joke about
it. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. You know, that's like people saying I'm from Hoboken. I live in New York. And you go, where in New York? Well, they're like just outside New York in Hoboken. You go, that's Hoboken.
So I can't say I'm from Tampa?
No, you can now because Brandon has grown up. But when I was a kid, Brandon was not grown up. Brandon was just a stop at just outside Ybor.
Mm-hmm. So wait, for those of us that don't know the area, so where did Aaron grow up? Tell me. You know, I want to know your hometown, Aaron, according to Bert.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no, no. I'll explain. I'm going to explain because all I do on my podcast is smoke weed and listen to history podcasts. Brandon was, it is where the term cracker comes from. It's the... That is, no, I'm being dead serious. Florida crackers were like, they smacked the whip on the cattle. They were all cattlemen. And so Brandon was the last bastion. Brandon, Ocala, Odessa. There are these last bastions of cattle grazing land before they started developing them. And now Brandon's developed. And there's a huge mall in Brandon. Brandon's like a grown-up town now. But it was not when I was a kid. That's where you went and got mushrooms.
Whoa.
Yeah, because if it rains in Florida, you can go out to the cow patties. You can go to the cow patties, and in the afternoon, there's mushrooms.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
This is before you knew anything about microdosing. You would just go out to a cow pasture, hope you weren't eating poison, and swallow a mushroom. We didn't even have bottled water to rinse it off. We didn't even have bottled water then. So you just eat it out of the cow patty and be like, let's hope we all trip today. And then you get on the Itchnatuckney.
What town are you from, Itchnatuckney? Okay. I'd love you so much.
Where are you from? You would.
Wait, what does that town mean, E? What is that for those of us that don't know?
That's a river. That's not even a town.
Oh, it's not even a town.
It's a river with alligators and rednecks.
Yes.
And you just get on a tube, eating mushrooms, and float down the Itchnatuckney.
Itchnatuckney.
A river runs through it. Okay.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, where are you from?
No, this is even worse. I'm not really from Tampa either. I'm from Lutz. Lutz is outside of Tampa. When we moved to Lutz, when we moved to Lutz, my parents are from the north, from New York and Philadelphia. And we drove out to see my dad bought land in Lutz to build a house. And I was 10 years old. So this is 1981, probably 82.
Yes.
And as we crossed over Bears Avenue, the radio station switched from Q105.
With two S's, right? Q105, my life. 94.9.
My God. Hits.
I feel damn like I'm a third wheel great. On a date right now. This is amazing.
This is real Florida deep cuts here.
Mason Dixon. I like Mason it. Remember Dixon. Mason Dixon?
I just talked to someone who worked with Mason Dixon. By the way, listen, no slight to Mason Dixon, no slight to Q105, but this is way before woke radio. This was way, they had the Chucky, the Chucky Chucky was the bird. If you heard
yes!
it through it, you
could oh win, God, you could win yes! like
tickets to go see Rush.
Or the Bucks. Wasn't that on like Fridays?
To this day, when I'm at work at my office, I have like a bunch of women that work. I will say Friday.
Why was that what they said on the
weekend for the weekend? Na 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 na. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, yeah.
What was the big AM talk radio show? I interned with Chris Thomas at WFLA Channel 8. Remember on Friday nights he wore the big sombrero when he did his broadcast? I don't know if you know that because my dad worked for WFLA. But what was the AM station? It was 69 or something like the animal. What was it? Remember?
My dad only listened to the AM. And by the way, Ted, he went to Jesuit, the guy who he just retired.
Where the hot boys went, Jesuit. I never dated a Jesuit boy.
Oh.
I liked them. I won't say what I liked. But I never.
No,
I want to
know
when you graduated. Why stop now? I want to go, who did you know?
I feel like, well, I graduated.
Maybe you guys dated. It feels like you have a lot of things.
Way out of my league.
Our big hangout was Regency Center for like the, do you know the Regency Center?
No, but it just reeks of a Brandon hangout.
It does. It's so bad. Everybody wonders why I was the biggest square in the world because I lived in Brandon.
I got to do a deep dive on you. Can someone please do a biography? So
Ryan,
that I can find
off.
Out.
Don't
I want to see pictures
it.
Of you. I want to see pictures of you when you were younger. Because now you got to understand, you are absolutely beautiful. You are, what would you say? Like Sunday morning beautiful. When we see you on for football, you're Sunday morning beautiful. You look gorgeous. But there is a redneck inside there that had perm hair with crimps and that I'm sure was screaming.
My mom
to get
would
out.
Never let me get a perm, which really pissed me off. And I got my haircut done at, where did we get it done? I'm going to text my sister. It was down in Bloomingdale Square by Bloomingdale Florist and by the McDonald's. What was it called? But I had bangs from here to here. It was like the beaver bangs. It was so bad. But anyway.
So wait, I want to know just so I can.
I'm also a gator.
No.
I was just going to say, you don't know that?
Yeah, but my sister went to FSU.
Really? Wait, what's your sister? Older or younger? Older or younger?
Younger.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to know her.
Wait, I want to understand how far away, since you guys all, you know everything about each other from your hometowns, how far is Bert, is your hometown from Aaron's?
Oh, Lutz is probably a good 40-minute drive from Brandon, but Tampa is like a 30-minute drive. Well, hold on. We're not talking LA 30 minutes. This is clear open road 30 minutes where you're driving 75 miles an hour. You go down 275, get left on 5 on I-4, and then you start driving out I-4. And Brandon's got, you got to go like by Thanona Sassa. You got to get through. You got to get through some real redneck towns to get to Brandon.
Lakeland.
Lakeland. Now it's so developed. You hit Ybor. There's the Seminole Hard Rock Casinos right there.
Yeah.
And there's stuff on the way out. Back then, it was just fairgrounds to the left and then Aaron's house.
Where I performed.
And then Aaron's house.
For the Strawberry Festival. And I performed like whenever the fair was there with my dance studio. But Bert, before like we lose everybody when we're going down memory lane, I want to tell you, I shared this on the podcast a couple weeks ago. My summer job for like 3 years when I went to UF, Adventure Island.
Red bathing suit and all, girl. Get it.
Down the Tampa Typhoon. Cross your legs, cross your arms. Thanks for visiting Adventure Island. Push. But I hated the hairy backs. It was so
bad.
Oh,
my gosh. Adventure Island was next level. Adventure Island was probably the funnest time I've ever had in my entire life. Busch Gardens and Adventure Island were owned by the same company. And they were both off of Busch. where Busch Beer owned Busch Gardens. And Anheuser-Busch. And Adventure Island was like, that was, I remember when that opened and I was like, this is going to get you ya-ya's and the wah-wah
at Adventure Island. What is that? The theme song?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah. It was so cool. I went there as an adult because I had a show on Travel Channel called Bert the Conqueror. Not as fun.
Oh, God.
You have had such an incredible career. And I know you are self-deprecating and saying like, oh, you're just now famous and you got to like capitalize. Like you've been doing this. What did Rolling Stone call you? The best partier in 97? What was your claim to fame?
1997. Voted the number one party animal at the number one party school in the country.
How do you get that title? My first year was 96 at Florida, but how do you get that title?
No way. I was just, they were trying, Rolling Stone was trying to write an article about Florida State. So they had interviewed a bunch of people that were like the five top heads of like the all the big organizations. And each of them, I had partied with all of them the night before, randomly. And mm-hmm. and two of them thought that it was a prank call that I was doing. And so they all ended up giving them my number. When Eric Hedegaard called me, I was in the middle of a bong hit, getting ready to play disc golf. And he was like, can I come stay with you for a week? He wanted just a broad stroke of the school, someone who knew a lot of people. I've been there 6.5 years. And so, which was, by the way, I know it sounds crazy, but Aaron will admit that was pretty par for the course in Florida. And then at the end, Jan Werner was like, "This, we don't have an article about this school, but we do have one about this kid. Let's just change it and make about this kid." And then my life was changed overnight. Overnight,
wow!
I started doing radio interviews and TV interviews and then I'd said in the article I wanted to do stand up, and some radio station in Tallahassee put together a stand up show that night at Potbelly's. And
stop. That was your first show?
My first show. I did 20 minutes at the end of the show. Very stream of consciousness, and it went really well. And I moved to New York and started stand up. Will Smith discovered me 6 months later, and I had a TV show.
Will Smith did?
Will Smith, yeah.
That's amazing.
Holy shit. Did you always know that you were like, Aaron and I always knew we wanted to work in sports since we were little because our fathers, like we always just like grew up watching sports and knew this is what we wanted to do. Did you always know that you wanted to do this? Were you naturally always funny? Like you were the class clown? Like how did you know that this was going to be like your thing?
No, I was a very serious athlete growing up in Tampa. All we did was play baseball. In Florida, you play baseball year round.
Yeah, I've seen your banners everywhere, all over the cities. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Sure.
And so I when I got to Florida State, I was supposed to walk on and play at Florida State. And the very first day, Coach Martin saw a pledge pin on my shirt and was like, that comes off. We don't party here. Oh, and wow. And he told me I could be a bullpen catcher. And I just walked off the field and was like, I'm done sports. It's kind of, you know, there's so many people I probably that listen to this. I probably relate to that more than the pro athletes who listened to this as well, but 100%. Giving up sports was like the hardest thing because it had been your life. It was mm-hmm. what I thought I was going to do. I thought I was going to play baseball. The guy I caught went and played pro. He played for the Twins, Brad Radke. And I thought, without a doubt, I was very passionate about it. And I said, I think I'm just going to focus on this partying thing. And I know.
It's worked out for you.
It's crazy.
Ask your bus.
But I noticed at Jesuit, I was funny because it was all boys Catholic high school, a lot of Cuban kids. So your yep. sense of humor had to be that of the older Cuban dads they grew up, you know, with. And so when I got to Florida State, I noticed very quickly that I was funny. I remember the one moment when I was I realized I have something that, and I don't mean this arrogantly, but I think I can say it because I'm a pretty big comic now. But the moment I realized I'm different, quicker, funny, and smarter funny than my friends was there was a homecoming. My buddy Eddie Fernandez was a homecoming chair, and we had it with Theta, and I made
who was hot at Florida State. Yeah,
that Theta. Oh, that was the hot
there.
One.
Yeah,
well, there were okay. Tridel, Hi-Fi, DG, Theta, KD. They were like
Tridel's always good. Yeah,
Tridel's always good.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I made a joke in chapter. I made a joke, and everyone laughed, and then everyone stopped. And Eddie's like, "All right, stop. I'm being serious. I got to tell you about homecoming." And I made another joke. And everyone laughed even harder. And the president of the fraternity said, "That's it. No more jokes. Okay. We've got to get through this. I don't want to hear one more joke about Theta or homecoming at all. Do you understand that? One more joke and you're out of here." And it was quiet. And I said, yes. And he goes, "Are we ready?" And I just, in a loud whisper, went, "Two Thetas walk into a bar." and the place went crazy. And I was like, but it was amazing. I think when you're a true comic, your brain works on at a different clip than everyone else. And you're always thinking about jokes. Like today, I thought of the dumbest joke I posted on Instagram, but I was like, I said, this is just so stupid, but it's like, you can't judge. I said, what did Mr. T say after he pushed 50 Cent in the pool?
Why? What did he say?
I fitty the pool. It's the dumbest joke. It's the dumb, but you write them and then works. You just hope that they find a place in your act. And so I just, at that moment I realized, and everyone always said you're the funniest guy I ever met. Like you should be a stand-up. I just didn't know how that worked. And then after the article, I got the balls to do it. Once I got on stage, my dad, when I was growing up, I played at Forest Hills baseball, and we would play Town and Country. And there was this guy, Brad Radke, who ended up going pro.
What's Town and Country?
It's
they had a good mall.
They had a really good mall.
Okay.
They had a really good mall.
Just going to keep asking Florida questions.
And I remember saying to my dad when I was like 12, maybe 11, I said, how come no one talks about me playing baseball the way they talk about Brad or Ryan or these guys when end up going pro?
And my dad goes,
Ryan Valerius, he was the best player in our team. And then Mark Valdez, Tony Carrasco, like all these guys went pro. And I said, my dad just very flatly said, buddy, you don't have what they have. Like when they do it, it's effortless. Like they don't have to try and they're just amazing. He's like, you're always going to have to work extra hard to get as good as them. He's like, the key to life is finding the thing like they have for baseball. Find your thing. Find your thing. Mm. And that'll be it. And the first time I did stand up, this is before cell phones, I went back to my apartment in Indian Village and I called my dad and I said, I think I found my thing. Comedy comes to me, not effortlessly, but I enjoy it. I casually do it. And I can do it quicker than my friends. And so, and my dad's like, well, if it's your thing, you got to follow it. And so I moved to New York, started stand up. And yeah.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So how do you, and Aaron and I are constantly in this, like, you know, dodging what could be the landmines of cancel culture. And every time we say something, we then get like this like panic of like, oh my God, we're, you know, going to get fired or whatever. But it's like, how as a comedian do you navigate that? Because the sensitivity levels on any number of different topics, the ebb and flow of that, or as a comedian, do you not? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, you got to remember your intent. Like, if my intent's always comedy. So like my intent is always to make you laugh. My intent is never to have anyone come into a show and have them have the worst day of their life. So As long as you're intense, pure, I believe your audience will follow you. Listen, I can't say whether or not people in the South or people in on the coast are going to get offended by something I say. I just know that my fan base trusts that my intent is always to make them laugh. I think really I'm callous to it a tad bit, and that I've said some very, very wild stuff, especially podcasting. We did podcasts back when we didn't know people were listening. We just get high on Rogan and say wild shit. I mean, I remember doing an episode with them one time and it got pulled down by Spotify.
Are you serious?
And they edit it and put it up in two parts. And I was like, what did I say? And Rogan's like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Man, that's got Aaron. Can you imagine being able to say whatever you wanted?
How liberating
is that? Listen,
yeah, but then you're unemployed and that'll be fun.
Listen, here's the biggest problem is you have corporate entities on top of you right now that are watching you and they're kind of saying, hey, and I had that at Travel Channel. They'd be like, listen, you know, we're brand friendly. Travel Channel is owned by Scripps, which is a Christian-based company out of Knoxville. And yeah. I was always scared I'd lose the Travel Channel job because that was security for me. And then when I got fired from there, it was very freeing. And I just started saying, I'm better at stand-up than I am at hosting. And here's the deal. And I said this to you guys before we started recording, but I mean it. You guys are at the tip of the iceberg of where you are. Podcasting has been underrepresented by different voices. I'll say, candidly, Black men were the first one that I'm seeing come out right now, and they are owning podcasting. Cam and Mace, Cam Newton, Matt Hoffman, I think I'm saying his name right, but like Black men are owning podcasting, in my opinion, and they've been underrepresented for a very long time. For a very long time, it was just us white guys doing stand-up that had all the podcasts, and then people were like, I want to hear something different. Cameron and Mace are my favorite podcast to listen to, and they talk wild shit. But the next, I'm telling you, and I said this to you, you guys are the shavings, the snow cone shavings of the iceberg of women on podcasts, especially talking about sports and talking freely. I can't wait till you guys go through menopause and start talking about that. Sarah Silverman and my wife are the only ones talking about menopause, and it's amazing as a dude to hear them talk about it, but like, I really believe that that you guys are going to be huge. Look at the sports voices that have been represented. The Kelce brothers have an amazing podcast. Yeah, Pat McAfee's been going at it for a while and now is just blowing up. Bill Simmons is a goat in the podcasting arena.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, look around the tables and you will notice that your genre is underrepresented, and you guys, that's why I'm so excited to be on this podcast.
Sweet. Thank you for doing it. We know how busy you are. Shout out to your wife too. She has a podcast as well. Exactly. And what a saint she is. I mean, she is just a dream. This one. How did you guys meet? What's your guys' story?
She was a screenwriter in LA, and I was a struggling comic. I'd done some TV, and I was getting back into stand-up to try to get on the road, and I'd seen her writing a screenplay at the base of Runyon Canyon. She worked with her writing partner, and she was just
at the base of Runyon Canyon writing a script. Was she sitting at, brought her own desk? Where is she writing the script at?
In the office of the apartment building.
I was going to say Runyon Canyon. I didn't know that we had a WeWork there. Fancy.
And so I went in with my friend and I talked to her. She was a bitch and I love bitches. And and then I saw her again at a yoga class, and her ex-boyfriend, she had broken up with him and he tried to get her back, and she humiliated him in front of the whole yoga class because he brought flowers. And I was like, wow, I don't ever want to be that guy. And then one night we're bowling and I was cute. I was at like my fighting weight. I was like 186. And she kind of flirted with me. And I had this, I'm going to speak very candidly, but I had this like phobia of strong women because I'd seen too much of Sex in the City and I thought they're all whores. So I was like, I don't want to.
Wait, you think strong women are whores? It's like the opposite.
It's at the beginning of like the sexual freedom.
You watch Samantha. You watched a lot of the Samantha version of that, not Charlotte.
And that's not who I am. I'm not like, I've only had sex with six women. And so I'm not, and my wife's six. And so I was
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I was going to make a lewds joke there, but you know.
Here we go. I'm finally catching on to the Florida humor.
Through the roof. Sheep and I'm through the roof, but women, yeah.
But you went to Florida State. You were writing jokes.
I'm an intimacy guy. Like I was going out to Yanni's looking for a girl that got me. Like, I wanted someone that understood me. That I wanted to fall in love. I've always wanted to fall in love. I never wanted...
Oh, Burr, you're so sweet.
Yeah, that would be great if I was trying to get laid now, but it's the truth. and so my wife was... I just figured all women in Hollywood and New York were like, they just sleep with people and it didn't matter, and I didn't
That's
want
hysterical.
That.
Hysterical.
And so, and then I found out she was not like that. And yeah, and I'm in love.
So well, how I see the pimps. You, sorry, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
You're right. I was going to say, how do you keep this going with the schedule that you have? Because I mean, I, and much like Carissa with her significant other, her boyfriend and my husband, we are like two passing ships. I've got football. He's got hockey. Like, how the hell do you keep this going?
It's interesting.
What do you do during
my career? Like during in the past 20 years, it's been very easy. I think we just figured out a schedule, a rhythm with our girls and with my wife that, it just worked. I think the real scary part, and we felt it this weekend, and I'm just talking candidly, was my oldest is at college and my youngest is leaving for college in like 4 months. And the idea of us being alone was is really terrifying. Like, we didn't know what to do.
Why?
Because that's like, we woke up, it was Saturday. Isla was gone all weekend and it was Saturday. And I was like, what do you want to do? She was like, I don't know. And then she was like, you want to go to Costco? And I was like, oh my God, we're turning into my parents.
Or old school. Yeah. See, that's the time for Bed Bath & Beyond.
Of where I am right now. It's like, yeah, we had all this alone time and now we have a 7-month-old and we're like, where did our life go? This is crazy.
So much great stuff with Bert. In fact, it's so good, we're going to do it twice. That's right. We've split this interview into two parts. Stay tuned for part two next week and find out why Bert turned down an opportunity to hang out with Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, all right. Hang on. Not so fast. We have a big announcement to make. We've been talking about doing a live show for a while now, and we can officially reveal it's happening.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Calm Down Live, ladies and gentlemen. That is right. What we do best, good, bad, or indifferent. May 9th, Netflix is a joke fest at the Hollywood Improv.
Tickets are now on sale. The link is in the description of this episode. Also, check out our Instagram at Calm Down Podcast. We'll have all the info there as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering why I have paint all over my hands, it's not important. I'll explain it at the live show. We are so excited about this one. We cannot wait to see you guys there. Again, that is May 9th at the Hollywood Improv. Netflix is a joke fest. Hope to see you there.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.